I'd like to call us back into order and get active once again as we are reviewing section 23, the diabetes program, number 255. We had to take a few minutes off so we could retrieve the budget, and we're current now. Have it pulled up on the screen, and once again, now we're all okay. We'll turn it over to you to kind of enlighten this committee here on why Dr. Shaw blacked everything out.
Right. So it does appear to be blacked out, but I can see it's just a photocopy. So yes. One of the main changes that our program has underwent is the salary and wages. So last year in 2018, Marie Rumsey, who has been the director of the diabetes program for the last 9 years, was down to a 10% involvement within the program. So she stayed 2018, kind of helped through the transition of me taking over as the program coordinator. And so in 2019, she is not listed in this budget. We also lost Lynette Drummond, who had been with the nation for 21 years. She relocated with her family. And so we lost her position, and in filling that, I decided to fill that with another nurse, an LPN position. So our focus for 2019 for our grant for the diabetes program is education, health education, nutrition education, any type of education that our diabetic patients can receive. And so in doing that, we need licensed personnel to carry those goals out. So we did go with another LPN, so that is the biggest change we have here. I know it's hard to see because that other column's, oh man.
One of these positions here?
Yes, one of those was the administrative services coordinator from last year, and we filled that with a health educator position.
So the positions 4 through 12 are not?
No, there's no part-time positions. Yes, sir. That's correct. We do have a... Under professional fees, we have a registered dietitian who's listed on there, and we do share that expense with the Wajaji Health Center. So she comes 2 days a week and educates, you know, not only diabetic patients, but also any of patients within the Wajaji Health Center who need nutritional education. So we split that cost with them.
Walker.
So is the dietitian, obviously that's a contract. Do they work from home, or how often are they on site?
No, it's Julie Free from Ponca, and she is on site Tuesdays and Thursdays. And she works about 8:30 to 3.
I'm curious, and speaking as a diabetic myself, but for many others, and perhaps this is in the grand plan for Osage Nation Health and what's going on up on the hill, maybe when we get our new clinic and everything, but is there any future plans for a dialysis room, dialysis for our Osages that need it so we don't have to get transported over there. We could do it all here.
I'm not aware. I can't speak on that behalf. I'm not aware of any of
that's
those
a dream and a need that
it
I'm
definitely
throwing
is.
Out there.
Yes.
I can speak to that just a little
Control
bit.
And stable.
I can't say that dialysis is actually in the plan to build a facility. There are some facilities now being built that are small facilities attached to other hospitals or clinics, so they have medical staff. That's there.
Close by.
And so, but I will tell you on a real positive note that Dr. Shaw, and I'm sure Shannon A's probably been in some of those meetings, is really looking at a lot of the new technology for diabetics and wanting to bring on new monitoring systems and things to help our diabetics, especially our high-risk diabetics. And I've been really excited by the conversations that he's been having with the providers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Lumen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to kind of respond to the dialysis
sure.
piece. I don't know of anything forthcoming, of course, but dialysis is a moneymaker. It is an absolute moneymaker from the get-go, because anybody who's on dialysis, Mr. Chair, is disabled. And they immediately qualify for Sooner Care or Medicare or both. And therefore, the billing and the rate of return on return is an instant reimbursement, I mean, as far as like money. And so it would be something in the future that would be wonderful if we could strive for at some point, if they saw it fit. It's a need that we have here, and we would draw in from other places besides just, here in Pawhuska in our small areas. There would be other people that would drive here just for that very service. So it's interesting that you bring that up, because it is definitely a need, and it's definitely a cash cow.
Thank you. That's members of the committee. Any questions? Any questions you might have in regards to the budget presented? Hearing none. Let it reflect in our record that this committee has reviewed and accepted Section 23, the Diabetes Program, number 255. The chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. Those in favor say amen.
Amen.
Those opposed say curses.
I always think I'm going to say that one of these days. I never do.
Thank you, one and all.
So, other than the prevention budgets, do we have another day of budgets coming in?
Thank you.
From any programs or okay.